We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Before I start off Donkey of the Day, let me salute the women of Sigma Gamma Rho. They are celebrating 100 years of greater service and greater progress tomorrow. Salute to all the poodles out there repping Sigma Gamma Rho. Drop on the clues bombs for Sigma Gamma Rho.
Yeah, shout out to those women.
Yeah, salute to my niece LaPorsia for always repping her set and reminding me every year that November 12th is indeed Sigma Gamma Rho's Founders Day. Now, Donkey of the Day for Friday, November 11th, goes to two police officers with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office in Lake City, Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Now, the officers' names are Officer James Hodges and Deputy James Gold. Full disclosure, I was tired on this fine Friday, kind of going through the motions until I saw this story. And I said to myself, Florida, don't you ever stop being Florida. And I say that as if you could stop if you tried. Okay, Florida is going to always Florida, just like water is going to always wet. All right, Florida will always be the craziest place in America, and it's not even close. I'm at the point where I truly believe these stories we see about Florida in the news, they're not even real. It's just all satire, and somebody writes these things just to make us laugh, and today is no exception. I'm serious. Florida stories are so good, okay? I could literally give these officers Donkey of the Day based off the headline alone on CBS News, okay? Just the headline. Would you like to hear the headline? Listen, remember this is Florida now. No, the headline. Oh, wait. Remember, this is Florida, okay? Now that you know this is Florida, listen to this headline because you know it's good. A blind man was arrested after an officer thought he had a gun. Did you hear what I said? A blind man was arrested after an officer thought he had a gun. Oh, and I forgot the most important part of the headline. It was his cane. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
Police arrested 61-year-old James Hodges, and he was charged for resisting an officer in late October on Marion Avenue and Duval Street in downtown Lake City. The body cam video starts off with the deputy stopping Hodges, asking him what's in his pocket.
The navigational aids. What's the problem? You a tyrant?
Yeah, I am, actually. What's your name and date of birth?
I don't have to give that unless
yes, sir. I was investigating.
You have reasonable.
Do you want me to put
suspicion?
You in handcuffs right now?
Hodges then asked the deputy what her suspicion was, and the deputy responded that it looked like he was carrying a gun in his pocket. Shortly after, he takes the walking stick out of his pocket to show the deputy that it is not a gun.
Am I detained?
Yeah, you are. What's your name and date of birth?
It does not matter.
Yes, sir, it does.
Hodges showed his walking stick to another deputy at the scene. The deputies then handcuffed him and took his driver's license out of his pocket. The sheriff's office declined to do an interview, but posted a statement on Facebook that says in part, quote, "We are aware of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office body camera video involving the arrest of Mr. James Hodges on October 31st. Sheriff Hunter is troubled by what he has seen in the video, and the matter is being addressed."
Police mistook a blind man's walking stick for a gun. Well, I have to ask in this situation, who's really blind? What's the point of having vision if you can't see? Poor Stevie Wonder better stay out of the Sunshine State. Imagine Stevie Wonder having a glass of wine while playing the piano and then getting arrested for DUI because police officers mistook the piano for a damn car. What's also interesting about this is the man is blind. You think he has a gun, but you stop him to make sure he's carrying the gun properly. If I saw a blind man with a gun, I would want to know, why is he carrying it at all? No disrespect to all the blind gun owners out there, but you can understand my confusion, right? Is that even a thing? I'm 44 years old, and it's never even crossed my mind on whether blind people own guns or not. But now I can't stop thinking about it. So I did some research, and by research, I mean Googled. I typed in, do blind people own guns? And the answer is most definitely, okay?
Really?
Apparently in America. You ever heard that, Envy?
No.
Well, apparently in America, being blind does not keep you from owning a gun. Some states like Nebraska and my home, South Carolina, require gun applicants to show proof of vision. But in 2007, Texas lawmakers passed a measure to help legally blind people hunt. Let me tell you something. I watch Daredevil, so I know that blind people's, other senses are extremely heightened, but it ain't no way in hell I'm going hunting with a blind person.
Okay, no way.
It makes no logical sense to me whatsoever. Look, I tell y'all all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but one would assume that being able to see would be one of the necessary qualifications for owning a gun. Okay, that's the problem with most of y'all humans nowadays anyway. You shoot like you're legally blind. All right, most of y'all don't hit what you're aiming at with 20/20 vision. So how you gonna hold it down when you POP? Let me tell you something, officers in Lake City, Florida. With that man lacking vision, you all lacking empathy. There is absolutely no reason for that man to have been incarcerated, and he had every right to be frustrated with y'all because it's ridiculous, okay? Whenever you're accused of doing something you weren't doing, it sucks. But when it's something as ridiculous as mistaking my walking cane for a gun, imagine if he had his seeing eye dog with him. What would you mistake that as? Huh? A little kid he kidnapped as part of a human sex trafficking ring? Huh? You know they say empathy is seeing with the eyes of another. Clearly, the officers were seeing with the eyes of the blind man they decided to harass. I would tell Florida to do better, but Florida, doing better would be so less entertaining for the rest of us. Please give Officer James Hodges and Deputy James Gold the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
By the way, there's a movie on Hulu called See For Me, and this woman is house-sitting and she's blind. She also was a professional skier, and it just brought to light a lot of things that you talked about because she ended up having to, like, kill these people that came into the home that were home invaders. But there is an app for blind people where you have, like, a person that navigates you to walk around the house. It's really interesting, but it's a real-life thing, but just putting that out there.
Mm. What do you mean, guide you around and be like, make a left, shoot now, like that type of thing?
Exactly. Like you put it on FaceTime. I think the app is called Titular, and you put it on FaceTime. So if you're blind, they can help you like kind of guide and navigate through. So she was on the app with this person and they were like, okay, you know, at 3 o'clock, he's at 3 o'clock. And yeah, it was interesting. I mean, obviously it's just a movie, but I didn't realize.
Obviously it's not, because Charlamagne just said blind people have weapons and have licenses to own firearms.
Right. No, I'm saying, but that's a real life app. Mm. So that's all. It just made me think of that because I was like, she's really doing a great job with this gun, even though right. she's blind.
Okay. Damn. All right. Well, thank you for that, Yee. And thank you for that donkey today, Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. Up next, UFC welterweight champion Leon Edwards will be joining us. All right. We're going to kick it with him next. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.